Good morning on the Tuesday after Easter. And you know, I feel it's about time life got back to normal. Yeah, things were normal before my son, daughter-in-law and three children came to stay for 5 days. Things were normal just before, because before that there was going to a funeral for a couple of days. Then things were normal before I had all that scratching after I came back, and irritation after I came back from Spain, being bitten or attacked by, what do you call those little things that turn into butterflies, attacked by them. And back to normal before I played all that golf, and back to normal before it was just raining all and all the time. So I'm now getting back to normal. Definitely. It's a special kind of day. I'm no longer boiling water in a small saucepan when I want a cup of tea, because I want one quickly. And I'm nearly running out of tea bags. So that's normal life, isn't it? Yes, I'm getting back to normal after all these horrible Easter eggs, which at about 10 o'clock at night I can't resist. I don't know how many Easter eggs there are in the house now. We're down to only about 5, I think. Oh God, why is it so difficult, tell me, to resist eating chocolate at 10:30 at night? Now, you might have other weaknesses. Other weaknesses. There's no other word for it other than I feel weak when I think about scoffing chocolate before going to bed. I mean, it's a madness thing to do. I want to get back to normal. Come on, kettle. I want to get into a nice routine each day, an orderly experience of anticipated events, weather benign, and generally speaking, the whole of life, a spiritual experience, rather than a tactile one or a warlike one or a let's destroy experience. Oh yes, I want to get back to normal, and to do that I've got to hand back to the studio.